We were just finishing the beginning of the beginning, the last concept right before he brought the proofs from the psukim. So basically, he said, "Umi shel this on page 5 in our books here, umi shebeiteach bizulosoi bizulas Hashem. Anyone who puts his trust, the concept was that everybody trusts something. You got to trust in order to breathe. You got to trust in order to survive." A moment in this world. But if you trust Hashem, then Hashem takes care of you. If you put your trust in any alternative, He puts you in the hands of that. He removes the special hashgocha that he has on him. You're relying on your own koyach. You're relying on somebody else, on a person. You're relying on your degrees. You're relying on your financial investments, so we'll put you in the hands of them. And we see from the psukim that it doesn't mean that we'll put you in their hands and we'll see what happens. It means we'll put you in their hands and we know what will happen. It isn't going to be good. The yeah kemisha ne'emar boy, like the posuk says, the posuk in Yirmiyo, kishnayim shtayim rois oso ami. My people did two evils. They have left me, they have forsaken me, the source of living water, the source of all sustenance and everything in this world. To dig for themselves pits, wells that are going to break, that are going to crack, that are going to be worthless, that won't provide anything for them. And also the posuk brings another posuk, and they have sort of tmura, like exchanging their glory, this glory of the special relation with me, bitavnis shor oichel esef, for the body of an ox that eats grass, for nothing, for avodah zarah. This is what happens. So the psukim clearly indicate that when you leave Hashem, you're getting boiris nishborim. Not you're going to have, maybe you'll have good boiris, maybe you won't have good boiris, you're in trouble. It's going to be bad. And when the exchanging the kovod, which is the kovod of being the Am Hashem, in connection to Hashem, with Tavni Shor Oichel Esev, then you're going to have the results. And let's just continue. Thank you. It brings more psukim. But Omar HaKosuf, Boruch HaGever, Asher Yiftach Hashem. Fortunate, blessed is the person who puts his trust in Hashem. And Baruch usually means it's the source of brocha. So he is connected to all brocha. V'hoya Hashem miftachoy. And Hashem will be his security. Very beautiful concept that if you put your trust in Hashem, then Hashem is your security. He takes care of you. He's your security apparatus. He's your guarantor. He's the one that takes care of everything because you put your trust in him. V'omar, Ashrei hagever asher som Hashem miftachoy. Fortunate is the one who puts Hashem as his source of trust. Loipono el rehovim v'sotei chozov. And he hasn't turned to whatever this haledarshin balei gaiva or types of false gods or false anything that's false. So he's in trouble if he does that. And it says the pasuk oru hagever asher yiftach v'Hashem ba'odom. Cursed is the person who trusts in man and puts that trust in the power, you know, of his might. And he turns his heart away from Hashem. Now, I think here there's a few things that have to be pointed out. When we talk about bitochin, we're talking about connection with Hashem. When we talk about putting our trust in something else, the references here are oisi ozvi ozvu. They have forsaken me. They've left me. Here the references that he's pona el rohovim. You've turned to something else. You're no longer trusting Hashem. Or like Hashem yiftach ba'odom v'som zrozo umin Hashem yosur liboy. He's turned his heart away from Hashem. It seems that the concept of bitochon is really to be understood as a deep-rooted connection to Hashem. I'm sure I've mentioned here many times, Rav Meir Simcha in the Meshech Chochma says that the t- Torah source, the posuk, from where this mitzvah comes from, is from the posuk of Ubay Sidbok. There's a mitzvah to cling to Hashem, to be in the closest relationship with Hashem, to act in a way to emulate His midos, so we become likened to Him, and because of the likeness between us, we can have this tight relationship. And this tight relationship is being forsaken when we turn and put our trust in anything else. Because I imagine that really the fundamental glue, the fundamental feeling in a true relationship is trust. And if we are turning our trust away from Hashem, then we've really breached that relationship. Oh yes, I love you, I like you, I'm like you, I emulate you, I do everything I do, your mitzvah, I don't trust you. How does that sound? You know? Yeah, Otariyag mitzvahs. Well, Otariyag mitzvahs, by the way, is also a form of trust. Well, we're doing the mitzvahs, so we trust Hashem that that's the thing to do, that's the proper thing to do, that's the right thing to do, that's the good thing to do, that's the beneficial thing to do. But besides that, if I'm doing a lot of things, but I don't trust you. It's like the deepest insult. It's like the deepest wedge that one can place between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's like the essence of the relationship. And even if a person does mitzvahs and he doesn't trust Hashem, so even the mitzvahs are not true expressions of his trust. Maybe it's out of fear, maybe it's out of I don't know, maybe it's out of habit, or maybe it's a certain comfort level, but if it's real, if the mitzvahs represent trust, then there has to be trust in Hashem and everything. And if not, and we don't really trust Hashem, and if we don't trust Hashem, we breach that relationship, which is really the essence of everything. But I think there's another thing to keep in mind as well, and that is that the Chovetz Halavos clearly says that when we put our trust in something else, Hashem says, okay, put your trust in that one, put your trust in your own power, put your trust in your money, put your trust in a person, put your trust in an agency, put your trust in anything, and that, I'll leave you in the hands of that one. And of course, that's Boiris Nishborim, that's broken wells. You have nothing. You're not going to have anything. Why so harsh? Why is it so harsh? So I think that, unfortunately, we need Hechroch in everything we do. And we have to know that this trust is not just something some people call, look at it as a midas chasidus, a midas chasidim. You know, very special people, they put their trust in Hashem, and it's a very special, now there are levels of trust, that's true. But trust in Hashem is not for the yechidei skula. Trust in Hashem is not for the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shmuel, and all those that did Ishtadlus and everything else. They're all completely trusting in Hashem. So Hashem makes it very clear. Trusting in Hashem is critical to survive in this world. Because if you don't, by declaring that you're trusting something else, because you must trust something, so you're trusting something else, by making that declaration, Hashem says the only way that I can let you know how bad it is, and the only way I can get you back on track, is if I let you know that if you're going to put your trust in anything else, you're going to be, you're going to benefit accordingly, which means the power of that which you trusted in will help you. And since there are no other powers in this world other than Hashem, you ain't going to get anything. You're not going to be. And the reason that it's so harsh is because it has to send us back. And it's true. A person who starts to trust other things, and then he gets disappointed. And he sees, I trusted my partner, I trusted my banker, I trusted my this, I trusted my that. And then he realizes, you know something? I see. And now that I see that it doesn't work, I work my way back to trusting Hashem. So it's a battle. It's a lifelong battle. And the truth of the matter is, it's a very difficult battle because there is teva. We see teva. It's very hard to trust when I wake up in the morning that I trust Hashem that He's going to be matir asurim and sit me up on the bed. It's very hard to trust Hashem that Hashem is going to be zekif kefufim and stand me up when I finally stand up from the bed. It's very difficult because it happens all the time. It seems to be such teva. It seems to be so natural. And all those other people that don't seem to be trusting Hashem, they're also getting up in the morning. It's a mistake. First of all, probably on a certain level they are trusting. But whatever that is, but even so.
So we don't trust when it's so simple, or we don't trust when we're in pain and we can't stand up?
No, we don't trust anything. We have to realize, why do we make these brochas in the morning? Hashem is Pekech Ivrim, Matra Surim Zoykev Kvufim. Pekech Ivrim has the ability to see, Matra Surim, the ability to sit up on the bed, and Zoykev Kvufim, the ability to stand up. Mech Mitzad, they go over the ability to walk. Shosli Kotzorki, that we have shoes to walk in. Of Koyach, that we have Koyach. Hamav Yersheino, that the sleep ends and we're able to wake up again in the morning. All of these brochas are really underscoring for us that the trust has to be in Hashem. Boruch Ato Hashem, you're the Mekoyer HaBrochos, Elokeinu, the Melech HaOlam, who has so many more important things to do, but you worry that each and every one of us are capable of doing all the little things that we have to do in life. That's Mechazik, the trust. But it's not so easy, because since it comes naturally, it's very hard. It's very hard for a person who has fortunes of money in the bank to trust Hashem for parnosa. It's very difficult. Maybe in today's day, I don't know. Today you could lose it in a day, you know. But it's very hard. But that's the nesuyin. We have to be able to look at everything that seems natural and all powers that seem relevant and really see only Hashem. That's what it is. When we do that, Hashem takes care of us. When we don't do that, Hashem sends us a warning. He says, I'm going to put you in the hands of the one you're trusting, and eventually you'll come back and recognize that it's all about your relationship with me. Okay, let's go on. V'im yivtach al chochmosoi v'tachbuloisov. A person sometimes tends to trust his wisdom, his chochmosoi, v'tachbuloisov, and his cunning, and the all types of tactics that he has. V'koyach gufoi, his physical prowess, he's strong. V'hishtadlusoi, very interesting. He trusts in his shtadlus. He trusts Ishtadlus. That's a dangerous thing. What do you mean, trust Ishtadlus? He told us we have to do Ishtadlus. The Chovas Halavov Shita is that we have to do Ishtadlus. We learned that in the Beis Halevi too. You have to do Ishtadlus. It's a chiv to do Ishtadlus. Ain't Samchan al Anes, and so forth and so on. But you got to be careful. Don't trust the Ishtadlus. It's not the Ishtadlus. It has nothing to do with Ishtadlus. Ishtadlus doesn't help at all. It's a mitzvah. We shouldn't rely on miracles. We have to live in the teva. Whatever the reasons are, maybe we'll discuss that when we come to that here. But the realization is it's not the hishtadlus that brings it about. Just like it's not my own koyach, it's not my own cunning, it's not my koyach haguf, it's not my wisdom, it's not my hishtadlus. Yiga lorik. He's going to waste his time. He's going to put in all this effort. I'm working with my chokhmah, with my brain, with this. I'm working with all my physical koyach. I'm doing all of this ishtadlus. I figured it out with all kinds of tachbulas and ishtadlus. You're wasting your time. You got a rik. V'yechlash koyach. And your koyach is going to be weakened. V'tikser tachbulosov. And your tactics will fall short. Mehasig cheftsoi. From achieving the desires of your heart, that he overpowers the chachomim with cunning. So in other words, you could be a chochom, but if you're relying on your chochma, then you're going to be devastated. And well, let's stop for a moment before we go further. Yigal Arik, it's very strong talk. You're mamish, wasting your time. Clearly he says that you're not going to achieve what you want to achieve. So it's a final type of a thing. It's not that, oh, if I rely on my chokhmah, so I may not do so well. Sometimes my chokhmah will help, and sometimes my chokhmah will not help. No. You rely on your chokhmah, there'll be no chokhmah. Or there'll be chokhmah, but the chokhmah won't get any place. And you got koyach, what do you mean? I have koyach, I could... You got koyach. He's the noisin layoiv koyach. You don't have anything. It's all from him. And the minute that we think that it's these, oh my ishtadlus, I came up with this business plan. I got, wow, I'll do this, that, and the other thing, and who knows what's going to. Larik. Well, you may not accomplish. No, you are wasting your time because your focus is in the wrong place. And Hashem says, that's what you're focusing on? Okay, Let's see what it does. There's a very beautiful, forgive me, we've been doing this for a number of years, and therefore there are things that I repeat. But we say Musa has to be repeated. You have to, drive it in again and again. That was Rabbi Saul Salanta's whole chiddush. Repeat it again and again. Actually, he says you should sing it too, but I'm going to spare you that, but that's the way it should be done. Anyway, so we say in Shemoneh Esrei something very interesting. On all the brochas and tzoyos in the Shemoneh Esrei, we start with a bakosha. Hashiveinu, slachlanu, re'eva onyenu, rifo'enu, borecholenu, etekabe shefer godel cheruseinu, hoshiva shefteinu, v'liushalayim yichob rachamim toshuv, shma koilenu. One brocha, only one of the brochas and tzoyos, of the middle brochas, starts with a praise and then a bakosha. You are graciously granting present tense. Your choinin lodim das and your malamed present tense, teaching wisdom, insight. Therefore, we say choneinu meyitcho. Please, we ask you. Please give us this wisdom. Why? Why over here do we have to make a statement of you're the one that does it? You give wisdom. You give chokhmah. You give it constantly. You're teaching constantly. And now we're going to ask you. We don't say that about anything else. We ask for a fool. We don't say, you are the ongoing doctor who's constantly healing. Please heal us. We say, Refo'enu, Re'evo'anyenu. We just ask what we want and hear this appraise. So I think the pshat is like this. Everything else, it's easy to realize that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who's had experience with doctors knows they have no koyach. In fact, the good doctors that see miracles, I never forget the time we were sitting out in the lobby of a hospital. It was a terrible, a very dangerous operation going on. And the doctor came out of Goy, and he said, we were saying, tell him, you guys did it. Medically, it doesn't make an ounce of sense. I found out later there was even an argument about it in the operating room, about the pathology, about this. They were fighting about it. I couldn't believe it. Doesn't make any sense, but you guys did it. So we understand the doctor has no koyach. Theodor Herzl can't gather in the exiles, there's nothing we could do. It's all Hashem. There's one thing that we may be fooled into thinking that it's really not Hashem in an active role. I'm a Balkishra. I'm smart. I got brains. Okay, I don't need so much help. I figure it out with my mind. You know what an IQ I got? Whoa. Or I'm stupid. I'm so stupid that nothing's going to help. So I give up? No. You're making a mistake. The very thing that you think has been given to you, also as a gift from Hashem, but given to you at birth or whenever, right, you developed it. No, it's a lie. He's choinein loshen hoive le'odem das. And he's melamed loshen hoive le'enosh bino. Then we say choneinu meyitcho. So here we can remind ourselves constantly, we don't have chokhmah. We don't have chokhmah. The Baal Kishron, it's only al piderech hateva, he needs less miracles to come to the conclusions, but he still needs Hashem. The weaker one needs more miracles to come to the conclusion, and he needs Hashem. But it's all gifts from Hashem. And the minute that we stop realizing this, all the chokhmah disappears. How many of us have seen chachomim, people, great people with great minds, make such simple, foolish mistakes? How could you miss it? Somebody with a tenth of your intelligence would figure that out. That's it. This is everything is a gift from Hashem. And if I care, sometimes when we don't think of something, it's also something from Hashem. You know, the Gemara says in Gittin, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai snuck out of Yerushalayim, and he told the general that he was going to become the next Kesar, and then he found out that it was true, he could have gotten anything he wanted. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he would have asked of anything. So he says, Ten li Yavne v'chachomeho. Give me the little city, the little town of Yavne, and we'll take the Chachomim, the Sanhedrin there, I guess, and that's it. That's all he asked for. But he let him destroy Yerushalayim. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why didn't he ask for Yerushalayim? He could have gotten anything. He was the guy, it was the case that was such a psura that he had, he would have given him anything in the world. So he said, Meshi, the Gemara answers, Meshim Chachomim Ocher V'Daitom Yisokel. Sometimes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring about something, he blinds the Chachomim. Pyochim Zakeh couldn't think to ask for Yerushalayim because Hashem blinded him. Because this is the Cheshbon, Yerushalayim had to be destroyed. So it's all from Hashem. And the minute I think it's my mind, it's my brains, it's my MBAs, it's my this, it's my that, it's my Gornish. He's Yogeya Lorik. It's worthless. It does absolutely nothing. But I'd like to point out one other thing here too. It says, Mehasig Cheftsoy, from achieving his desires. What's that all about? What are we talking about, Bitoch? You know, some people, they wonder, like, my desires? I understand my parnosa. I understand a refuah for someone who's sick. But desires? Desires means whatever I desire. I desire luxury. I desire this. I desire that. Oh, maybe I'm not. Maybe bitochon is not relevant to that. This is a means that Hashem gave us to achieve the necessities or the important things in life. I want a new car. I want a new house. I want a new this. I want a new that. Who says? So the word of desire sounds a little bit desire first. Not only needs. You know, there's a chefza. It says mehasig chefza, his desires. So there's a ma'aseh. There's a machlokes, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta and the Rosh Hashanah, a famous machlokes. I'm sure we touched on it here once before. That Rabbi Yisrael said, bitochon helps even for luxuries, no matter what it is, whatever luxury you want, something you have a desire, and you put your trust in Hashem, and you really put your trust in Hashem, not fakerai, then Hashem will respond.
Something is
so
good for you.
What? No. So he'll make it good for you if it wasn't good for you. How do you like that?
I like it.
Okay, good. So do I, and so does he. Yeah? Anyway, so like this. So Memela, so he said, you see, the Rishash disagreed. No, not only, but you're talking just something you need for Parnosa. Maybe he brought the right Pesach, Shodech, must be Ochai Rotzoin. So even though it's Rotzoin, but it says, the Pesach before says, Enecholech Saberu, Atone Selim es Ochlom Beitoi. So maybe that only applies to Parnosa, maybe not. Pashto says it doesn't, but you could say that. So that was the Rosh Hashanah Shita. So Rabbi Yisrael says, I'll prove it to you. He says, I'm going to have Bitoch and I'll get a gold watch. Like this. Mala Rabbi Yisrael and a gold watch. Yisrael lived in abject poverty. Do you know what poverty he lived in? He lived in because he took, it was Kolosha money. He was out, he was being Marbit Stoira. So he was so medactic, they say, that his talus was ripped in the worst way, just so that it should barely be kosher al-pidim. But yet, I don't know if you know this story, that Tzaddik Rabbi Yisrael, when it was Erev Shabbos, and he was on his deathbed, he told his Talmidim not to be Mechalal Shabbos for him. Why? Because it's a din of Roye Tzoyin. Roye Tzoyin is a person who makes his living by shepherding sheep, so they're constantly grazing in other people's field. He's a mumur legezel. He mamish b'shat nefesh. He allows gezel to happen all day long. And on such a person, it says, e moridin bein malin. Not allowed to save him. You're not allowed to kill him, but you're not allowed to save him because he's a mumur. He's denying one mitzvah of the Torah. So Rabbi Yisrael said, I'm a mumur. He says, because people give me money because they think I'm Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. If they would know that I'm not, you know, such hot stuff like they think I am, they wouldn't want to give the money. Therefore, I live begezel. So therefore, you can't be Mechal Shabbos for me. They didn't know what to do. I can imagine the scene. You know, I must have been insane. Because so, they didn't know what to do. So they went to Rabbi Yitzchak Chana, who was the Kovnerov, and they asked him Shaila. So the way it was described to me was, he went into his room, and he came out an hour later, after being Ma'ayan in the old Sudya, and he said, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Took it seriously, to study the whole sugya, and after an hour he came out, and he thought, so they came back, told Rabbi Yisrael, no, if the Rav paskin, okay, that I can't, you know, so he said, okay. Because of that Friday afternoon he passed away. So nobody had to be Mechal Shabbos. But anyway, why did I bring this up? So anyway, it's a luxury. So what happened? The gold watch, yeah, I almost forgot. Yeah, he said, I don't have a gold watch. So you know the famous story, there was a storm at sea and the captain was very concerned about his responsibilities for his people in the ship and this. And he stands on the deck and he says, he speaks to Hashem and he says, I don't know if he was Jewish or not. He says, if you make this storm stop, when we dock, in the first port that we dock, I'll take my gold watch and give it to the rabbi. The kids say the storm subsides and they get to port and he finds the Rashash and he gives him the gold watch. The Rashash looks at him and says, you're at the wrong address. It belongs to Reb Yisrael Salanter. So this even luxury is cheft. So I feel if it's cheft, so bitochen, it's not something only for the necessities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And this is such a hard concept for people to believe, but a very easy concept to want to believe. Hashem wants us to have all the hanor that we can have. The Yerushalmi says that we'll be osed literes hadin for the permissible hanor that was created in the world that we didn't partake of. It wants chesed. That's chesed too. Chesed in this world. Of course, not in the cheshbon of the next world, not in the cheshbon of doing what's wrong, but ach and bitochen is the means to get those desires fulfilled. And then he continues, for Omar, let's just finish this paragraph here. V'shavti v'ro tachas ha-shemesh. He says, I looked under, I searched the whole world. Ki lo la-kalim ha-meirutz. Lo la-givorim ha-melchoma. To those people who are agile, they're not the ones that are going to win the race. They're not going to run fast. Lo la giborim hamulchoma. V'gam lo la chachomim lechem. The chachomim are not going to be the ones to have lechem. All of these things are incidental. In fact, they serve as a test for us because we have them, and when we rely on them, we're leaving that trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everything that we have, the whole teva, is a test. And the truth of the matter is, imagine the schar that we get. Imagine the schar that a person gets when he takes something, he lifts this up, which is in his power to lift up, and he realizes, I'm only relying on Hashem. If I can, as the Gemara says, Adam zeikif etzbo lemato, elim kei machrizin olav milamalo. He can't lift his finger up like this unless it's so decreed from Hashem. When a person can rise above the apparent teva that exists and focus on Hashem, he reaches new heights, self-made heights, in his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the last pasuk, Kfirim Roshu Ro'evu. Young lions can be poor and can be hungry. V'dorshe Hashem lo yachzeru kol toiv. Those that are derish Hashem, they won't be lacking any good. Not they'll have this, they'll have that. They will be lacking no good. The power of one, and the older, that Dorshe Hashem refers to a person who's searching out Hashem, which means he's connecting with Hashem, which means he's trusting Hashem. That person who's constantly in the connection and the dveikus of Hashem and relying on that as the source of everything, he will not be lacking anything. Lions can lack. Everyone can lack, but not the Dorshe Hashem.